This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Today, the only day in the calendar of the year we call good. Good Friday. Good Friday. It is the day that the Master went to the cross for you and for me. It is the day that he shed his precious blood, which is the atonement for our sins, for you and for me. It is the only day in the year that we call good. Good Friday. Good Friday. Good for you and good for me. As a result of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, as a result of the blood that he shed for you and for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to earth and you were the only baby born to die. You were the only baby born to die so that we might have new life, so that we would become the children of God, so that we would be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. We can never out-preach the cross of Jesus Christ. We can never outlive the cross of Jesus Christ. It is infinite love. Infinite love bestowed upon everyone and anyone, and you, a sinner, and me, a sinner. The blood was shed for you. The blood was shed for me. It's over. Hell has been conquered through the blood of the Lamb. Hell has been conquered through the cross of Jesus Christ. No one ever need to go to hell, because now the blood of the Lamb saves us from hell. The blood of Jesus saves us from destruction, from the flames of hell. Oh, yes, people don't preach about hell anymore, but I'll tell you it's real. It's real, and there's only one Savior who saves us from hell, and his name is Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. No one saves you from hell but Jesus. He bore your wounds and carried your infirmities. Yes, you. He bore your wounds and carried your infirmities. He has plans for your life. Oh, thank God for Good Friday. Thank God for Good Friday. I take you back to Bethlehem. Born of a virgin, a baby wrapped in a manger, born to die, so that you and I would have new life in the power of the Holy Spirit, that you and I would become the children of God. Oh, I thank God. I thank God for Good Friday. Where would I be without the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, without the shedding of blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Where would I be? I'll tell you where I'd be. I'd be destined for hell. That's where I'd be. Because your good works can't save you. My good works can't save me. It is the blood of Jesus that brings salvation. Oh, how we all need to be washed clean in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what better day to be washed in that blood than on the day that he died, the only day in the calendar called Good, Good Friday. Oh, yes. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood of Jesus? I am, by grace. Thank you, God. It started when I was 40 days old, when they took me to be baptized. Oh, yes. And it was what this word not encouraged, but fed when I received the blessed body and blood of Jesus as a 7-year-old. Oh, yes. And it continued that I believed in Christ as I grew up to be a teenager, that he was my Lord and he was my Savior and he was my all. Oh, yes. It's all about Jesus. Good Friday is all about Jesus. And you've got to know it did not end on Good Friday. Because if the tomb is not empty, we are the worst people on earth. We are the most foolish people on earth. But I tell you, they went to the tomb and they found it empty. They found it empty. And it was an empty tomb. I tell you, the tomb that my mother and father and brother are in is not empty. They fill it. But Jesus vanquished death, vanquished the tomb in the power of the resurrection. I tell you, Good Friday is the proclamation of the cross of Jesus Christ for you. But not only the cross, but also the power of him taking back resurrected life in the name of Jesus. That resurrected life is for you today. That resurrected life is for me today. Oh, how we need that resurrected life. How we need that Jesus would fill us with the power of his resurrection. But there's no resurrection without the death of Jesus. When I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all people, men, women, and children, unto myself. On that Good Friday, he drew you into his sacred heart. He drew me into his sacred heart. On that Good Friday, hell was vanquished for anyone who believes in the name of God's only Son, Jesus Christ. Hell was vanquished. There's no need of anyone going to hell anymore. He paid your debt, and he paid my debt, an infinite debt to the infinite God. And only an infinite person and a human person will be able to pay the debt for Adam and Eve and me and you. A merciful, good high priest who on the cross gave himself to you and to me, who has plans for you. Oh, do not stop with Good Friday. Do not stop with the death of Jesus, because he has been raised from the dead. But all the sufferings that he endured were for you, were for me. Oh, Jesus, on the cross, he said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. On the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ became a human magnet. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus on the cross. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus on the cross. Me too? Me too? Oh, I take those words literally. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men and women unto myself. You see, The debt of sin has been paid for. Why? Because who had to pay for it? Someone was human, but someone that was divine, because it was an infinite offense against God the Father. Sin was an infinite offense against God the Father. It had to be taken over by someone who was both God and man. God, because it's an infinite offense. Man, because man sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Oh, we as Catholic Christians should be singing out loud the power of his death, burial, and resurrection. We should never make an apology for what Jesus has done for us. Everything is going to come out all right. How do I know? Because he gave his life for you. Everything is going to come out all right. You need to hear that today. You need to hear that today. Everything is going to come out all right because he bled for you. Because he bore your wounds and carried your infirmities. Not only our sins, but our infirmities, our sicknesses were drawn into the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I tell you, all healing comes through the cross of Jesus. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. You were drawn into the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ when he was nailed to the tree of the cross. You were drawn into his Sacred Heart. And he has plans for you. But these plans will never be carried out without your yes. Without your yes. Oh, yes, Lord, I remember when I was 13 years old, on a Holy Saturday, I had had great doubts about the resurrection of Jesus. And as I went to the service on Holy Saturday, the veil was lifted. The glory of God came upon me. The doubts were vanquished. I knew that I knew that he had been raised from the dead for me, that he had died for me, and that he had been raised from the dead for me. I'll never forget it. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ is not in the tomb. He has been raised from the dead. That tomb is empty. That tomb is empty. He left it and vanquished death, vanquished sin, and vanquished Satan. On the cross of Jesus Christ, he vanquished sin, Satan, the world, and your sins on the cross. He lifted you into his heart. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus on that first Good Friday. Do not leave today, this broadcast, without a great surrender to Jesus. Maybe you cannot say it aloud. Maybe you're in such pain that you can only whisper it. I surrender Jesus. No matter where you are today, God is looking for a surrender to Christ Jesus, who gave his life for you, who bled for you, who died for you, who was buried for you, and who rose from the dead for you. Oh, God is looking for your yes today. You have been looking for truth all your life, and you never have found it. You've been always disappointed. But I tell you, there is only one person who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one who comes to the Father will ever be rejected. There's only one person who said, I am the truth. His name is Jesus. You've been searching for the truth in every wrong place. Come to the cross and see truth on the cross for love of you, so that you and I would not go to hell. You see, people don't preach hell anymore. I don't preach hell. I preach the deliverance from hell through the blood of Jesus. The deliverance from hell through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hell is not an option anymore unless you choose it. It's not an option unless you choose it. And the redemption from hell is in the blood of Jesus. Our redemption from hell is in the sacrifice of Calvary. That's my redemption. And there is no other redemption. My forgiveness is in the blood of Jesus. Your forgiveness is in the blood of the Lamb. All that we receive comes from the crucified, buried, and risen Christ Jesus. Do not worry anymore about your sins. Confess them. Go to the church and confess them. Get rid of them, every one of them. Don't hide one. Get rid of them. Because when you go to confession, you are going to the cross. You are going to the place where Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's where you go when you go to confession. Jesus said it in the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Oh, yes, those are not the words of the church. Those are the words of the Master on the night that he rose from the dead. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. I thank God for the sacrament of penance, or the sacrament also known as confession. Jesus promised that the church had the power to forgive sins. I am a priest of God by the mercy of God, by the grace of God. God has given the church and me through the church the ability to forgive sins in the sacrament of confession, in the sacrament of penance. I tell you, there is no sin that I have not heard of. I am a sinner saved by grace. Nothing surprises me when people come in to confess their sins. Why? Because we're so human. And our humanity tends toward the fall and toward darkness. But Jesus himself has changed humanity's destiny through the cross on which he died, through the blood on which he shed, through the burial on which he lay, and through the power of the resurrection, where he conquered death, sin, Satan, and the grave. First, he conquered death. Oh, yes. Death, where is your sting? Death, where is your power? No more do you have power over us. Jesus Christ destroyed death by dying on the cross and by rising from the dead. Oh, yes, we feel the pain when a loved one goes to God. We feel the pain, But death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? No more, no more, because of Jesus, because of his death, because of his drawing you and me into his heart. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Death has been vanquished. But not only death, sin has been atoned for. On the cross, Jesus, this is so hard to hear and so hard to believe, but so 100% true. On the cross, he said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. On the cross of Calvary, the world from Adam and Eve to the end of time, every man, woman, and child, we were drawn into the heart of Jesus. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men and women unto myself. Wow. Wow. You see, people say, I've sinned too much, I can't be forgiven. Oh, he already has drawn you into his holy, sacred heart. The only thing you need to do is go to confession and repent of your sins. That's the only thing you need to do. He is our salvation. His blood is our forgiveness of sin. His blood is our forgiveness of sins. Precious blood of Jesus, my only salvation, come upon your people today. Wash your people with your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Wash your people today with that blood that brings absolute new life in the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, wonderful Jesus, let your blood wash away our sins as we confess them. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. He spoke to his apostles, and we as priests, as the ministerial priest, I have the power to forgive sins because of Jesus Christ, because of what he said. What he said and what he meant. Oh, yes. No sin is unforgivable. Only the sin that will not receive forgiveness. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad? Oh, I know of people. I remember a woman that she would sleep not on a bed, but she would sleep on the cold marble floor. She did it year after year after year because she had aborted her child and she wanted to pay for her sin. But I tell you, you can sleep on a cold marble floor for all eternity and you cannot pay for your sin. Jesus crucified, he paid for your sin. Jesus said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men and women unto myself. That's you. That's me. I tell you, it's time. It's time to go to confession. It's time to get rid of the garbage that is so cling to you, that torments you. You see, when the devil knows you've sinned, and when you're trying to pray, he says, you're nothing but a sinner. Everyone thinks you're holy, but I know what you did. He is a no good, rotten person. Jesus doesn't condemn sin. He sends the Holy Spirit to convict us of sin. And conviction gives me the ability to repent. He does not point his index finger at you or at me and say, you rotten sinners. He opens his hands and says, come to me, all of you who are weary and find yourself filled with burdens, filled with torture, filled with stain, filled with sin, come to me. I am your salvation. Oh, yes, there is no salvation other than Jesus Christ in his blood, and it was done for you. I cannot say it any better. There is no salvation apart from the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you. And what does he look for? He looks that we would say, I believe that your blood is my restoration to yourself. I confess my sins to the church and to you, and I have forgiveness through the blood of the Lamb. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.